Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brent. Go by SEC Mike on the Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Well, Shane, I don't even know if you know this.
Riddle me this.
We're doing a mailbag today.
Oh, are we? Yeah, no, I did not know. Did we get some?
we got some great questions.
Great.
Shout out the cousins for sending them all our way. So
awesome.
This is always one of our favorites.
Yes.
And, you know, it's a good time. It's a good time with not a whole lot going on except for Cousin Shane making some news here.
Yeah. Got to hang out with old Coach John Summerall today. Had a good time. Talked a little football. Talked some Kentucky ball. Talked a little Florida ball. So that should be coming out. We're thinking tomorrow. We're going to let them go ahead and have their basketball game tonight and then back to football. But, you know, through that conversation, it just kind of dawns on you. Spring practice is here. I mean, they're doing drills 6 o'clock this morning. You know what I'm saying? He's I don't want to call them man makers, but that's kind of what we called them growing up. I feel like that's what's going on down there. They're trying to figure out who's going to be playing some football this fall. And he says there's a lot of buy-in. So I'm saying this, man, because, you know, some of these coaches, they just do this coach speak. I even tell Coach this. I said, I like because he's authentic, man, and he shoots from the hip. He tells you exactly how he feels, and I think you may not be a Florida fan, but it's hard not to be a fan of this guy, so be sure to check that out.
Did you get invited to the workouts or anything?
No, but I could sense a little bit, right? You know, because we reference age. He's 7 days older than I am, and then I believe he was sizing me up from that point on. He was like, damn. See, I could have went down the wrong path, Mom. But I tell you what, does not matter because there's one place I can go to and I'm never sized up. You know where that is?
If I had to guess, I'd say Tennessee Legend.
Nailed it. Tennessee Legend Distillery. Come on. I know a lot of people are filtering into the Smoky Mountains now that the snow has melted. Be sure to check out our boys and girls over at Tennessee Legend Distillery. It's just a fun, fun experience doing the moonshine tasting, doing the whiskey tasting. They got a whole bunch of stuff. They've even got stuff, non-alcoholic stuff, for family members that maybe don't want some of that. But, hey, it's a blast every time we go in there, and they got one in Nashville. Just let them know the cousin sent you. You'll get a discount and a bonus gift, Mike.
You know, that's important, Shane. You, I mean, it's important to take care of the designated drivers, too. You know what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of times, they're like, oh, man, I don't do bourbon or I don't do whiskey or anything like that. It's like, dude, they got other stuff. They got a whole bunch of cool stuff. Clothes, hats, you name it. They got a whole bunch of stuff set up. You cannot go wrong.
They got a nice little setup in Nashville for live music, too, just saying.
Oh, yeah, paint sips. They got all kinds. They do, what was the one that they were doing the other day, like trivia? I suck at trivia, though, man. It usually ends in a fight at this house, you know what I'm saying? They always think I'm cheating because how smart I am. It's not fair, Mike. It's just not fair. It's the nootropics I'm taking, you know?
I think they assume correctly, if you know what I'm saying.
I know.
Well, hey, buddy, we got a great mailbag.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, real quick, potentially big news here.
Yeah.
From the NCAA. I don't know if you saw this. Shout out. Just want to let the cousins know. So this is not official yet, but it could be very soon. The NCAA, Shane, they have recommended some emergency legislation for any program that adds a transfer that did not go through the transfer portal. So remember last year, there was a guy, this is kind of the perfect example. There was a guy for Wisconsin who signed a 2-year deal with Wisconsin. He went 1 year, and then he said, you know what? I'm going to Miami. And they said, well, hell yeah, we ain't putting you in the portal. And he said, well, good luck. I'm going to be down at Miami. So that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about someone that goes into the portal and then maybe takes his time and a couple months later. This is for players that if you take a transfer that technically did not go into the portal, we could be seeing some big-time penalties, Shane, via the NCAA. So here are the penalties proposed. The head coach would miss 6 games, and he's not allowed to recruit, and he can't go to any team meetings for 6 games. That's just one of the penalties. Now, here's the real one. This will stop all the transfers if this goes through. You could be fined 20% of your football budget.
Oh, my gosh.
So you hit someone in the wallet here.
Yeah.
20%. I mean, even if you're adding a quarterback, I don't think he's worth 20% of the football budget. For those that don't know, I mean, we're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars. Good luck. They complain nonstop about how they don't have enough money now, Shane. Good luck getting it done without, millions of dollars in your pocket.
Yeah.
And then lastly, the school that takes in the guy, the transfer, the illegal transfer, would be required to reduce roster spots by five spots for the next season, even if the coach change. You still have minus five scholarships for the next season. So this is, again, not official, but they're recommending it, and we'll know in April, so right around the corner, if this goes through, and it would be effective immediately. So I think, their first real trying to kind of corral all this, transfer madness.
Well, I mean, we bitch and moan about not enough rules on this thing. I don't hate it, Mike, but I want to ask you something. Is it a retro deal? You know, you mentioned Wisconsin and Miami. Is this like one of those, if it goes in April, then all of a sudden Crystal Ball's out for 6 games and they're down 20%?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I'd be like, where's your jokes now, says Kirby Smart. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure this would just be moving forward.
Yeah. I wish we had that video. That was, I mean, it was kind of funny. It was a good stab. That guy I didn't think had much personality, and he took a damn shot at Kirby Smart, man.
All right, so I just wanted to put that out there. I mean, because that's potentially big news here.
Yeah.
And I
so think much court, right?
I think they're putting this in there for Lane Kiffin because they're worried about him trying to get transfers in that illegally. You know what?
It seems like growing up, like the big news was somebody was cheating on their schoolwork, you know, somebody was busted smoking a little weed or something. And now it just feels like we're always suing something. It's always sue happy, but you know, we wanted those guardrails. We wanted to put some buffers on this thing because it needs to happen, Mike. It absolutely needs to happen. And if this needs to be the first step and it hurts a few people along the way, that's fine as long as we can kind of corral this crazy situation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, speaking of crazy, Shane.
Yeah.
Are you ready to dive into the mailbag?
Oh, damn.
Shout out to, I thought this was an interesting one from the Seaway Kid.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've seen this, Shane, but Mizzou, they are currently seeking a rights deal for the stadium.
Yes.
So it's Memorial Stadium, and they have that to honor all the Missouri vets who died in World War I defending our country. And according to Seaway Kent, now his word's not mine. He says, Coach Eli Drinkwitz and AD Lard Vadich seem eager to remove the memorial name from the stadium and replace it with a corporate logo. To me, that's sacrilege and dishonorable. What do you think? And he's right. I don't know about Drink and the AD, like saying to hell with the vets. I don't know about that. But I looked it up. This is straight from Missouri, Shane. They said, should the naming rights proceed with a successful partnership, Missouri plans to remove Memorial from the stadium name. So he's right about that. They would take that off the stadium. And I don't know how I feel about that, Shane, because, you know, you sell your soul for a dollar, right?
Yeah.
I'm not in favor of that. But at the same time, we all need money. We're trying to be as competitive as possible. The money they'd get for this, I'm sure it would go right back into the program to be more competitive on the field. So I see it from the administration's viewpoint. But I don't like taking Memorial off the stadium. I feel like there's got to be a happy middle ground here.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a slippery slope, man. You know, it's one thing to, you know, maybe take some old guy that donated a lot of money's name off of it 100 years ago. I get that. But, you know, just in that statement alone, the veterans that passed away while defending our country in World War I, can we make the name longer? Like Memorial Stadium brought to you by Advanced Auto, or, you know, I don't know if surely there is another way. Or Mike, no, yeah.
What if it's even like, you know, sponsored by U.S. Navy? I don't know if they do that, but
yeah,
you know, a partnership that would goes right with it, that we could keep it, you know, Memorial Stadium brought to you by the Marine Corps. You know
where my mind went? Huh. Do you remember that scary movie, Carol Ann? That's an old scary movie. Remember? They apparently, this neighborhood was built on top of, I think, an Indian burial ground. And instead of removing the bodies, they removed the tombstone, just like just the surface. But then everybody's like haunted and stuff. And I'm not comparing a haunting here in Columbia, but I'm just saying there would be some pretty bad juju, I would imagine, removing that name from it, whether it be the company that replaced it or the university that requested it.
Yeah.
Poltergeist, that's what it was.
I was sitting here trying to think of the movie.
Yeah, that's an old boy.
Carrie Ann.
Carrie, is that, what is it? Yeah, Carrie Ann. You remember that little lady coming in?
I think that's called Carrie.
No. Carol Ann. Carol Ann. There was that was the name. She got on that TV and stuff, remember?
I remember. See, you're mixing up so many movies, but yeah, I remember Poltergeist. I remember it well.
Oh. Am I mixing movies up? I don't know. Maybe I am. I just remember them moving in the kitchen. You know, it started out small. You know, it may be a 7-win season, but then all of a sudden you're getting fired and you needed all that work for a Memorial Stadium. So I'm not in favor of this.
Well, I just love the fact, Shane, we could start with Memorial Stadium and somehow we
get to Poltergeist.
That's a mailbag for you. But all right, shout out Cousin Thorhog. He's an official cousin, Shane. Official cousins always get their questions answered. Out of the new SEC coaches,
yeah,
which one of them will be featured on the show tomorrow? Which one will be employed at their current school the longest? So again, we're talking John Summerall, Florida; Alex Golish, Auburn; Ryan Silverfield, Arkansas; Pete Golding, Ole Miss; Lane Kiffin, LSU; and Thorhog's got no respect for Kentucky. He just left Will Stein off the list, but we'll include him here. Which one of those coaches lasts the longest, again, at their current school?
John Summerall. John freaking Summerall.
The offseason of kissing ass begins because he joined the show. So. But that's exactly what I had written down as well. Again, Lane Kiffin is probably going to knock it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, would it surprise – hell, let's say he wins a national championship in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see him going to the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or taking that, or even taking Bama job or taking Texas job. Mm-hmm. So the question is, last the longest. Alex Golish, were fans that higher? He could be on the damn hot seat by the end of the year. Right. They're so damn crazy at Auburn, which I say that affectionately. They care. They care, Shane. Silvertongue? I don't know. I don't know. Pete Golding? Cheat Golding? If he gets caught cheating again, his ass could be gone.
Yeah.
And Stein? You know, maybe Stein's the answer.
It could be. It comes to me with money and contracts, too, you know? Yeah. Johnson, a six-year deal? I mean, I think it was $7, $8 million. I mean, it's up there. And you're paying Napier and whatnot. I just feel like that buys you time regardless. You know, some of these Silver Fox and Stein, the money's there, right? But, you know, longevity. I feel like if you're not paying near as much, that affords you the right to be a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it doesn't work, we're more likely to get you out of here than a guy that we're committed to for 6-7 years.
Well, and I don't want to be negative, Shane, because particularly Kentucky and Arkansas, they've had it so rough. But couldn't you see a situation, let's say Will Stein or Silver Fox.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say his name different literally every time. But it doesn't matter. Let's say both of them are like outstanding hires.
Yeah.
Isn't there a chance that they're so good, they're like, well, I'm leaving. I'm going to take the Texas job. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if Silverfield wins the SEC in year two, he could, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like Will Stein, same deal. First time head coach. Let's say he's got Kentucky and the SEC championship in 3 years, and then Oregon job opens up, and they're like, "Oh, you were OC. Come on, yeah. You know what I mean?" Like, again, I hate to be negative, but even if these guys are outstanding, I could see them leaving.
That's another thing, and I mean,
whereas Summerall.
Oh, Pooh made it. He said, took Arkansas way too long to fire Tippmann. I see Silverfield lasting a while. That may be the case, too. You know, the bar is so low right now that you can just kind of ride it a little bit longer.
No, you can't. You can't. No. Because again, we're going six coaches last the longest. It's not going to be like, well, Kentucky refuses to fire Stat.
Well, let's just say.
That ain't going to happen.
But what scenario, Mike? Scenario here. Kentucky struggles for 2 years, right? Let's just say they're going to keep them, right? Because they're embedded with them. Year three, we see improvement. We go to 6-7 wins. All right, we keep them. We get 6-7, maybe even 8 wins. You know that. So now you're at 4 or 5 seasons in. We've moved the bar to 8 wins. Where a place like Lane Kiffin hits 8 wins 4 seasons in a row, his ass is grass. You know. So that, I mean, it could be kind of that side too.
No, I'm afraid not. That's just not the way the sport is anymore. When we got Indiana winning a championship in year two, it's just going to skew expectations for everybody. You ain't got 6 years to get
Indiana's like a one-off. It's like the Halley's Comet. We saw it, right? We got the T-shirt. We're never going to see it again in our lifetime. That's Indiana right now.
If I'm a Kentucky fan, I'd say, why not us?
I don't know.
I'm not saying give me 8 years before we judge them.
How often does Halley's Comet come by? I may be wrong.
I think every 75.
So okay, shit. There's going to be some of us not in this little room, not me and you, but maybe one of the comments may come across it. But okay.
And yeah, I'm also looking at it this way. How many of these guys could be at a destination job? And I think
right now, who's
Summerall for sure? Kiffin, perhaps.
Summerall, Kiffin. I'd say
maybe Pete. Golish.
I'd say yeah. I would even say Pete Golding. Why wouldn't I mean the bar set? They're going to the playoffs. I wouldn't want. I mean, we talked about Lane Kiffin leaving because there were maybe 3 or 4 elite opportunities that could pop up, and yeah. I feel like Ole Miss has kind of created itself to, I mean, it's there. They're getting the money. They're getting the players. They showed that they can make a run there. So why else? Why would you go anywhere else?
Hey, Chris, the Bammer's got a question for you, Shane.
Yeah.
What's the mileage?
Close to zero.
Negative. Jesus, negative.
I walked backwards.
That's what we were afraid of.
I did golf today, and I felt like I got a lot of steps in today. Sure as shit felt like as windy as it was. lot of wood ventures, you know. I didn't lose any ball. But no, shit, I did lose one at the end.
So we got Thorhog wondering, hey, who's going to last the longest, right?
Yeah.
We got Darth Vaughl. Which new SEC coach most likely to find themselves on the hot seat in year one, and which one could get fired by the end of the season? And he says, I realize that's not likely, but which one do you think could find themselves on the hot seat year one?
Of the new coaches?
Yes, just the new years.
Pete Golden. Yeah.
Yeah, if it falls apart. What about Lane Kiffin?
No, No, they can't afford it. They're stuck with Lane. Unless they force him to go somewhere else, after year one hot seat, there's absolutely no way Lane Kiffin will be on there.
I think he's prime suspect. Mm-mm. If they go 7-5 or something like that, his ass will be
hotter
than Hades.
Realistically, I mean,
with a $45 million?
The governor's already stuck his neck out there. You know, they can't afford to fire Lane Kiffin. Realistically, I think it was
maybe.
It's kind of the same boat, man. I'm thinking, honestly, Silverfield would be potentially one.
You just went from that. I'll give him 6-7 years.
I know. But if they, let's just say they don't win a game.
Yeah.
Or you know, pull up Arkansas schedule. I mean, let's just be real. All right. I mean, I like to be optimistic, but even the teams that you're just expecting to win, obviously Purple Lions, you're going to beat those guys. Mm-hmm. But Utah and Tulsa, you know, what if you lose to one of those?
And I think they beat Vanderbilt.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they can't, Mike. You know, this isn't, I'm just saying.
South Carolina may be awful.
Could we sit here long enough and I convince you that Arkansas could go 2-10 this year?
Yes.
Yeah. So if that's the case, Mike, I feel like we really got to sit here and say, yeah, he's a new coach. We're going to give him time, but they're not going to sit around and let this thing, Sam Pittman or, you know, God forbid, what's his name? The high school football coach. What was his name? I forgot his name.
they don't even want us to utter it.
Well, they know who I'm talking about.
The clown.
About.
We'll just call him the clown.
They don't want to do that. If they see something going wrong quick, I feel like we could have a situation where they like, no, this is clearly not the right guy.
Shout out Derek. Shane, Arkansas could surprise. Maybe 7 wins. Also, Silverfield may be on us.
Go up that game. What are you doing over here?
I think the obvious answer is Pete Golding.
Yeah.
Just because how damn good they've been.
Yes.
Just went all the way to the semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they go 7-5, and correctly, because they got a – we had Michael Katz on the show last week. They said this. He said this is maybe a preseason top five.
Yeah,
I think that's what he said. He said at least top 10, mm-hmm. And he said they should be eyeing the playoff. If they go like 7-5, which again I don't think they're doing that, but if that happens, it's like, buddy, ooh man, we made that knee jerk decision.
Yeah,
and so far I think it's proven to, you know, he's the right guy for the job, but we'll see. Full off season, and we'll see.
I think on the opposite end of that spectrum, it would be Stein. I feel like the bar's low, the buyout's mm-hmm. impossible. I think Stein would be the safest, regardless of win-loss record this upcoming season.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah. Look at us. Look at us, Mike, mailbag, agreeing on something. Hell yeah.
Well, let's see if you agree on this one. This is a difficult one. Shout out Cousin Stratman. He got in right before the buzzer. The top three odds. It's confusing how he said it. But basically, I think what he's asking, SEC Coach of the Year. So your top three candidates to win SEC Coach of the Year in football. And he also says, hey, Mizzou beat Tennessee in basketball, MIC! That was a great game. But, so best odds to win SEC Coach of the Year next year.
Best odds will be Sarkisian, will be Lane Kiffin, and last but not least will be Golish. Those are the best odds.
Okay. I think you got it right with that last one.
Yeah.
But I think you missed the mark, because if you look around, you know who rarely ever wins SEC Coach of the Year?
SEC Championship.
Like Kirby.
Yeah.
Nick Saban.
Yeah.
So they tend to give it out to someone
Most
with low expectation. Yeah. When, that's what it kind of really is.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe Kiffin, like if they go undefeated or something, you got to give it to them. But I had three. And okay. I didn't put Golish there, but he's a that's a solid candidate. Kalen DeBoer, Shane. Because and that maybe that's just me because I've already kind of buried him. But if let's say Alabama's better in year three,
yeah,
which you said you know you think could happen. Let's say they go 11-1 or something. Back to the let's say they win the SEC championship. I think we'll be like, damn, they got him a coach.
Yeah.
You know, so I think he's there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And I think he's realistic because I do think he's an outstanding coach.
Yeah.
I know I joke about him because he's boring. But his biggest problem is he's inconsistent.
Yes.
Just, you know, if they're consistent, he could be there. The guy we just fired, Pete Golding. Like, what if? I mean, I can't remember if it was with you or with Steven. I was sitting here saying, Ole Miss looked better when Lane left. Now, was that a one-off? Possibly. But if that carries over, I don't think it will because they lost Charlie Weiss now too. But if, big if, Shane. If Ole Miss is better, we're going to be saying, God, Pete Golding was the man behind the curtain the whole time, you know, and Lane's a freaking joke. Like, quite frankly, he kind of has been his entire career up until last year. We call him Lane Whiffen for a reason.
Right.
And if LSU doesn't make the playoff, good night. Good luck. And then last but not least, Shane, a guy that I think people are burying once again, Josh Heupel.
Ooh.
With it, like, let's say the offense is good again.
Yeah.
Let's say the defensive hires were a stroke of genius, and then they insert this quarterback that everybody thinks will probably struggle. And I'm not saying he'll be like the best, but I thought Joey Aguilar was going to suck, you know?
Yeah.
Truly, I was like, good. He ain't going to hit that. He ain't going to be it. And not that he was amazing, but he was quite good. So. You know, if that happens, I think Heupel could be there.
What about this one? Shane Beamer.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's already said they're going to the playoff. If they go to the playoff.
If I told you right now, South Carolina makes the college football playoffs, is Shane Beamer coach of the year?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about this, Shane. I mean, I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm not picking it. But I don't think it's crazy either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just one of them years, Shane. that's Oklahoma. It's one of them years.
Who won it? Is it Coach Lee win it last year?
Yes.
Okay. It didn't even make the playoffs. You're right. You're on something.
They just put all the pieces together, you know what?
John Sumrall, put him in the mix. My man. My boy John.
if Florida wins 9 games,
yeah,
he's probably coach of the year.
Oh yeah,
don't you think?
If he wins 9, I feel like that's got to be the number. Yeah,
yeah, that's the number I said.
Yeah, because I was thinking 8. Even 8 would be a successful. I mean, that'd be 4 wins, and they've had, but year 1. But I feel like. You got to be flirting with those playoffs by the end of the season, and 9 would be at 10. You're cemented in.
Cementing his ass in already.
You didn't see that one coming.
Well, actually, you know, Shane.
Yeah,
I did see it coming. You know why?
Oh my gosh, you're seeing through walls, ain't you?
Shout out Tank Ultra. .com. Go check them out. I got my Ultra. I'm locked in, Shane, with that promo code, that SEC. There's a link in the show notes. You can check it out yourself. This is Nootropics pouches that I slide into my mouth here, Shane, and buddy, am I locked in. No nicotine, no caffeine, dietary supplement, natural Nootropics, courtesy of Take Ultra, promo code that SEC. I can't imagine how many Take Ultra John Sumrall takes, because I've seen him coach, man. He He's locked in out there.
I think he put two in during the show. I didn't want to say anything, but we were 20 minutes. I think we had one for each 10-minute episode. Yeah, so it was absolutely awesome. And it's just like Ultra, brother. You just got to try it. That's what I'm saying. There's, like you said, no caffeine, no nicotine. Just try it. If you don't like it, then I guarantee you could find 20, 30 more people. Here's one thing. I left it at work. I came back the next day, completely gone. And I wasn't even mad because I would have done it too.
Yeah. Well, hey, we keep giving out awards, Shane.
Yeah.
You know who
the janitor out there doing math problems. I know it was him.
You know who I'd give an award to? The best boots?
Who's that?
Bruntworkwear.com. Yeah. Go check them out. Bruntworkwear.com. Promo code SCC for $10. Off your first order of some of the best working boots you can find, Shane. They also got all kinds of gear out there, long sleeve shirts, T-shirts, working man shirts, stylish shirts. They got you covered over at bruntworkwear.com. And again, don't forget the promo code SEC to get $10 off your first order. There's also a link in the show notes to go check out Brunt Workwear. I'm telling you, Shane, I mean, I think if you put on your Brunt, you'll handle that. You're Vandy Miles in a heartbeat.
Mike, I ain't gonna lie to you. I had my Brunt gear on today. I was driving down the road, and they just cut down 7 of these Bradford pear trees. Mm-hmm. And I thought about getting out there and just talking shop for a little bit. You know, just I saw them stunt grinding. I was like, you know, I should see what kind of equipment they got over here.
You should have. And you should have showed them your Brunt Workwear boots.
Yeah.
You
know, that would have been a manly moment right there.
Well, speaking of manly moment,
yes.
In the comments, they're saying Summerall converted you to a Gator fan.
You know me.
That interview had an impact on him.
every time I talk to a coach, I'm in their camp. You know, that's how easy I am. Just take time to hang out with the cuz, and I promise I will support you. Maybe I should get with Silver Fox so we stop giving him so much shit. Yeah, he may be the best coach that we're not even talking about.
Well, you know. Who came up with one of the best questions we haven't hit on yet?
Who's that?
Cousin TJ Biggs. I really like this question, Shane. And I think I nailed it. I absolutely nailed it. And I think these were actually easy. But I'm kind of curious to see if you will agree. Shout out, Cousin TJ. Which teams do you think will have the biggest improvement on offense and defense, and which teams will have the biggest downgrade next season?
Okay. All right. I think offense is going to be easy. Goalish, Auburn.
Nailed it. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Defense improvement, I think it's going to be right here in Knoxville, Tennessee, because that bar was so damn low. I think we're going to look back at Knowles as God's gift to defense. So that would be my most likely to improve offense and defense this coming up season.
Yeah, I felt you were going to say that for Tennessee.
Yeah.
But I didn't go there. Mm-hmm. But I understand. I mean, that was kind of my runner-up. I went with Ole Miss, who added over 6,000 career defensive snaps. Now we got a defensive-minded head coach. They have been elite on that side of the field 2 years ago under Pete Golding. I think there'll be a little bit more emphasis on the defensive side of the football. So I went with Ole Miss. I like what they did out of the portal, but no argument. Could very well be Tennessee.
Yeah.
Now this I thought was equally as easy. What about the offense and defense that could decline the most?
Offense and defense that will decline the most.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I'll let you go first while I think about it.
Oh, I mean, I already have it. That's why I'm wondering if you'll. I'll give you a hint on offense.
Okay.
They had the number one offensive efficiency in the country last year.
Offensive efficiency in the country last year? Ole Miss?
Vanderbilt.
Oh, well. What about Ole Miss? I'll go with Ole Miss. I think that would be the. Well, I don't know. Trinidad's coming back.
Yeah, there's no shot. It's got to be Vanderbilt. No Pavia, no Sowers. They lost some receivers. They lost all the offensive linemen.
Yeah,
there's no shot. Vanderbilt doesn't decline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could be a lot better on defense. I think they will be, but they're not going to be near as good as literally number one in the country on offense. Now, how about defense? Now, this one, too, I think I nailed.
Defense, I'm going to go with LSU.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Why do you hate Blake Baker? Because he won't talk to you?
No. He did. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he won't return my calls or anything.
No, I think this one, Shane, is Mizzou.
Hmm.
Every defensive starter gone.
Yeah.
And they were pretty outstanding on defense last year. So I think they have to regress on that side of the football.
Mm. That's a good one. That's also a good one. You're so freaking smart. See, why can't we get dumb sponsors? No, we got to get smart sponsors.
Because I'm so locked in. That's why. You know what?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, I like it when we had dumb stuff going on because I could keep up with you. But now you're just too far ahead. It's like playing with Rain Man here.
Brodo says Tennessee defense will regress.
You son of a... I said LSU, and a couple reasons. I just feel like the offense is going to be a lot more explosive this season, so that's going to put more pressure on that defense. But LSU, at times, had probably the best defense in at least this conference, you know. So I think naturally it's going to take a step back there because of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And arguably they had the best corner in the conference. He's off to the NFL. So
I will. And offense, I mean, I would also throw out Arkansas in that mix. Losing Bobby P and Taylen Gray. I mean, that was at times pretty damn exciting. And I'm not saying old Silver Fox can't compete, but the bar was kind of set there. I mean, that was an offense team.
Mm-hmm. All right, hey, shout out Cousin Brodo. I see him in the comments there. He's trolling Shane.
Trolling the shit out of me. I like it.
And now he's trolling Marler. How did you meet Marler? And do you regret it? So Marler and I, we used to work for a website Saturday Down South.
Mm-hmm.
I quit and they fired his ass. So that's how we met. And, you know, it was funny, Shane, he always thought I hated him.
Yeah.
I never hated the guy, but I troll him pretty hard.
Yeah.
Of course, he trolls the cousins, he trolls us.
Oh, yeah.
But he can't take it. That's my favorite thing about him. He's so sensitive. He can't take it.
Super sensitive.
I just think it's hilarious, his reactions, you know?
But authentic, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he tells you how he feels, and he wears his emotions on that sleeve for sure, but... The man's there when you need him. You know what I'm saying? He's like that. If I get took to jail, I'm not calling Mike because Mike probably ain't going to answer the call. Mike's good at returning calls. He's not good at answering calls. He'll usually call me back an hour and a half later like, I was working out or I was, you know, eating a vegan salad or something, you know, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I'm in jail, you know. Marler will come get me.
He'll come get you. And-
yeah. He just can't pay for it. He's gonna have to wait till you answer your phone so we can Venmo some money over.
And I think he's one of the best talents out there. That
oh yeah,
we know about him, but I don't know if they know about him nationally. I think he's a star on the rise. I really do.
Well, I saw a list down there in LSU. You know that everybody's all about this impression thing, and he's mm-hmm. up there, man. And one thing that he hit the absolute gold mine going from Brian Kelly. To Lane Kiffin? Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? They're going to have to sell tickets for that media room.
It is.
Sorry, right. Said Shane. Huh? Did Shane say?
Shane has never had a salad, so he doesn't know what you call them other than vegan.
Yeah, but aren't they like specialty salads and stuff? I don't know. Maybe
I mean,
but like an organic, like I saw organic salads, which made no sense to me. I just figured they would all be organic, but I would imagine vegan salads make sense.
Yeah.
Like the dressing that doesn't have eggs in it, right?
Sure. All right, how about True Sun Tiger? I like this one, Shane. What matchup in the SEC championship game would you most want to see, but you could only pick teams that have never made the SEC championship?
Well, I would say then, I mean, Ole Miss, I was rooting for them. So I'm going to put Ole Miss in there.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to put somebody that's not been in there. Safe bet, I'll go, that'd be kind of fun to see Texas A&M maybe, Ole Miss A&M.
You nailed it, Shane. That's exactly what I said, A&M and Ole Miss. There's been some bad blood there in the past.
Yeah.
Of course, that was when Lane Quinton was the coach. But still, I think we could get some interest there. Coach Elko, Coach Golding.
Yeah.
That'd be a hell of a game, I think. Last year would have been awesome. Maybe this year, too, could be if both those teams exceed expectations. How about Ole Miss Vanderbilt, people are saying?
I know. I'm seeing that. And I like it because going back in time, you know, I mean, some of these new cousins, they don't know this, but understand it. But when it was the old East and West days, it just seemed like 9 times out of 10, it was Vanderbilt was going to be the bottom of the East and Ole Miss was going to be the bottom of the West. That's just the way it was for several years, you know. And there was flurries of great seasons, good seasons even. But I wouldn't be opposed to that just because it would just show you how – and it would not blow your mind. We're talking 10-2 teams, right? I mean, they were so damn close last year. But it's just kind of comical – you know, when you watch an old JP Pilot sports show, Jesus Christ, my ulcer's wearing off. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you think some of those JP games we used to watch back in the day, and now you're seeing these two teams in an SEC championship. That'd be wild.
Shout out, Brodo. He says, Colonel Shanders. And then cousin Razorback Pride, cousin Bipolar, 1 minute wants Pete fired, next he's winning championships.
Yeah, we don't know. These new guys, it's just we're going to be so judgy the first three games of the season. Like, this is the guy. They made the best hire. Or we're going to be like, they better get the buyout ready, man.
All right, shout out Trifling Pig. Cool name here. Be honest, how do you feel about Oklahoma and Texas in the SEC? Do you feel like they fit, or do you wish the SEC had stayed at 14?
No, I love it. Absolutely love it. They're going to get gobbled up by the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
And that would be even worse, is having that kind of presence. Could you imagine Texas, Big Ten team? It would have happened, Mike. So, no, I love this, and they're a great mix, and I think they helped this conference become stronger.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't know if it was good for college football, but it was great for the SEC, and that's all I care about, getting two outstanding fan bases. They're passionate. They want to win, and they show up, they battle, and they've been two great additions. Not obviously on the field, but just, you know, for us and the show, and man, I literally can't think of two that I would have had or any one that I'd rather have than Oklahoma or Texas. You know what?
Yeah. No, it didn't even seem real when we first heard the news. And to be honest with you, I was the same when Texas A&M and Mizzou joined. I did not see that one coming. But they've been a great addition as well. So Mizzou's been to an SEC championship, right? I think they were there. Was it their first year or second year or something like that? It's pretty
second
early.
Second and third, I believe.
Yeah. So A&M hasn't been there yet, but Texas has. We got it's a battle, but maybe that's it. Oklahoma and A&M, that's what we need.
All right, and then shout out Cousin Glenn Warsaw. We appreciate you, buddy, official cousin. Ooh, we're at the food stuff or drinks, technically. What's your favorite mixed alcoholic beverage?
Dude, I personally love this Tennessee Legend peanut butter cup with, I did Diet Coke and I tried it with Diet Dr. Pepper, both fantastic. I also, I don't turn down a good mojito every now and then. Ooh. You know, not a real minty
mojito, Shane. Hell
yeah, yeah. I mean, that's one of those you're at the beach kind of drinks. You know what I'm saying? I told you we were at a TGI Fridays that had a triple berry mojito, brother. I used to wear those bastards out. So yeah, I'd probably go with one of them.
I don't know if there's a wrong answer, you know, but I'm partial to old fashions.
Yeah,
some good bourbon in there. That's my go-to. Margaritas are always fun.
Yeah,
but definitely old fashioned over that. And then I had a drink one time. I'll never forget it, Shane. Speaking of mojito, you got me going there. It's called a Havana 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's a mojito with dark rum. That's one of the best drinks I've ever had.
Hell yeah.
And I don't even know if you can find that anywhere, but I know the restaurant that every time I'd go there often, and that's what I'd get every time.
I'll be honest with you. I don't order drinks. And if I do get one, of course I'm going to drink it, right? But, I mean, back in the day, it was like whatever you could mix with Sprite, you know? I mean, that was as mixy as I got back in the day. So, I've tried some of those old fashions. And listen, I'd like to be that guy. I'd love to sit here and tell you I've got wood chips over here and I'm smoking the glass and everything, but brother, I haven't. I'm not that guy. I can't get it. My brother loves it. You love it. And maybe it's just I don't have enough time or patience for it to appreciate it. Maybe I got to do a few more bourbon tours to understand it. But, give me cold beer, man. I know exactly what I'm getting.
I don't think there's a better meal in America, Shane.
Yeah.
Than an old-fashioned and a steak. I mean, that's all I need right there.
Yeah. What, like medium? No, you'd probably get medium. What would you get? Rare?
Oh, yeah.
Bloody. Yeah. Yeah. You just see, what are you doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? Nobody likes, I don't understand that either. Everybody getting these bloody steaks. I like a good pink center, you know, like the outside line. But I'm talking, I have seen some and they're just like, it's got to be raw in the middle. I'm like, dude, how can you enjoy that as you're chewing it for 15 minutes? You know, I don't understand it. Who are we competing with here? Let's just eat some good food, you know? It's like, I want to show them how manly I am as I'm trying to eat this bloody-ass steak.
Well, I don't know if you've heard this. I've never been to Europe. I would be surprised to hear you've been there. You've been there to Europe?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So a lot of those places, they just, particularly England, I think, but a lot of those places only drink beer.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
No.
So you can just keep going all day.
Oh.
If you do, you know, old fashions, liquor, stuff like that, buddy, you're tapping out early. You know what?
That's the damn truth, man. I know I can pace myself with beer.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some. I told you, every time I've gone to a NASCAR race, somehow you get going and then somebody brings out the moonshine or something. And then, brother, hits you like a damn 3,000 pounds of bricks, you know, and I'm just laying there. I'm sleeping for a damn 25 laps, 50 laps sometimes. So, no, I can't. That hard stuff, yeah, I just don't have the – because I don't know how heavy it is, right? Cold beer, I know exactly my tolerance. And then when it gets a little too crazy, I know I can slow it down a little bit.
When Cousin Shay's got that look in his eye.
Yeah, you seen it. dude, we used to – remember the back in the day, those beer bongs were a big deal. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
And then we used to do that, and then John would pour Everclear in it because we were poor, and that we could get a lot of power off of that thing. Dude, there'd been sometimes I'd wake up the next morning on the back deck, you know?
Shout out Cousin Ronnie. Says, calling for an SEC podcast AA meeting. All right, hey, last one we got here.
Yeah.
Not a ton of questions here, but shout out our buddy, Cousin Trey Tucker. What, and this was from last week or last mailbag, but I missed it, so I promised him I'd go back and get it. What does, remember the ice apocalypse, he calls it. What does surviving the ice apocalypse look like with Cousin Shane?
Oh, man.
And he adds, if it came down to it, who's the first to not get eaten in that situation?
Well, I'm not getting eaten. It ain't happening. But I would say, like, honestly, I do well prepare. Like, we have a ton of stuff here. Obviously, we got plenty of preservatives in this house, Mike. So we would survive. But we would have to get a little creative the longer it goes as far as, you know, food options. You know, it's funny. One time we went up to the Smokies back in the day. Again, not a lot of money, but we had some buddies that knew somebody that cleaned cabins. So we were on top of this mountain one time, and there was about four or five of us, and we brought a few snacks, but mainly just beer, right? And we're chilling in this cabin. Next day we get up, there's like 8 inches of snow outside. We're snowed in. But in downtown Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge, they don't have anything. It's just this cabin happens to be pretty high up the hill. And we were like, well, how do we get here? Or how do we let somebody know? Our phones ain't working. Nothing's working. And we started looking around. I saw my brother. My brother's always been the skinniest one of the bunch. I said, there's a reason we brought you, John. You're going to be the weakest link. And by God, it wasn't 30 minutes later, him and another buddy were walking down the hill to get a payphone. He was not going to stick around with me, man.
And then he also wants to know, Shane, where or what was your Valentine's Day meal?
Oh.
Again, these were from a while back.
Yeah, Valentine's Day meal. We went to, where did we go? It wasn't El Chorrito. I think I took her somewhere fancier. El Chorrito. Let me think about it for a second. I know we did something. They'll
see you coming.
Yeah. I can't remember what it... Yeah, I think... what did you do? Tell me what you did. Let me...
Yeah, you know, believe it or not, we didn't go out to eat necessarily, but we did go to a bar. I actually saw a cousin there, which was pretty neat.
Yeah?
So that was pretty fun. We went to a bar and saw a show, and she performed... And yeah, that was a good time. So it was actually that bar I was telling you about where you can join the mug club and you get a special mug. That was the bar we went to.
I think did you get a bar or a mug?
I did not.
Oh, you got to work on that, right? Is it a thing that you got to pay and then you can?
It's an annual price. Yeah,
man, that's so damn cool. I'm going to go over and just get... Hey, speaking of, we're going to be in town. I want to say it was, before I get too far off, I think it was Texas Longhorn is where I went.
Okay.
Not 100% sure because I've slept since then, but, dude, we go out to eat a lot, you know? So, it would. I mean, there's not that many options. It was, if I'm thinking higher end, and that, yes, that is higher end for us, would have been probably the Longhorn. And I think we did El Chorrito the next day. So one or the other. But
you were eating good that weekend.
Hell yeah. But speaking of, we're going to be in Nashville. I don't know if the cousins are going to be there, but maybe we could pick a spot one of those days to kind of meet up. They don't have to come, but at least tell them where we'll be. And if they want to show up and have a cold beer with us, that'd be pretty cool. Don't have to decide it right now, but kind of kick it around. We'll be in town the 13th. So if you're in Nashville area and maybe want to grab a cold beer with me or Mike, maybe we can make that happen.
Sliding it in late there.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, talking beer and food and having a good time. It just reminded me.
Just like JP.
Oh,
appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, cuz.
Just gifted five cousins, Shane. Vol Tiger, Robert Blackwell, Andrew 8168, Mr. Taters, cool name, and Clayton Mitchell have all been gifted by Cousin JP. And we also had Razorback became a cousin. So all of y'all,
welcome to the family.
Anything else, buddy, before we hop off here?
No, it's good hanging out with the Cuzzos. Thank you for all the mailbag questions, and look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. But don't forget, John Summy boy is going to be. We're going to have a nice little interview posting tomorrow as well. If you can't make it through 20 minutes because you hate the Florida Gators, at least give it a thumbs up. That would mean a lot for us cousins. and to not shout out,
it couldn't have been that pro Florida.
No. Seriously, it was just me just fumbling through words like I'm doing right now. So, honestly, I just let John talk. There was some coach speak in there. And more importantly, I don't know. It's changing the culture somewhere is difficult. And he kind of goes into that and, you know, the process of making a football team buy in. Because, you know, he made a reference. Troy was different than Tulane. Tulane's going to be different than Florida. And so every place is going to be a little bit different. But one thing that he does talk about is some of the kids that stayed with him, right? So how important it is to him when he arrived, you know, he mentioned ball and stuff. I just thought it was pretty cool. Just the inner workings of taking over a program. But tonight's shout out, thank you, JP, as always. Actually, if it weren't for JP, probably I wouldn't have been talking to Coach. So I appreciate you, Coach. Well, yeah, we'll call him Coach. Golly, it's getting late, guys. Tonight's shout outs go to SEC Mike Cousin Shane for the continued effort on all season content. Thanks for the grind, guys. We are here, and thanks for building a great community. The community is you guys, and we appreciate everybody hanging out with us tonight.
You don't deserve a shout out for that performance.
Dude, if we're rating, I would give myself a C- right now. So I apologize. That's on me. Here's the thing. I'm going to be 1,000% honest with you, Mike. I always get nervous. You know this, right? And when we're talking to SEC coaches or Paul Feinbaum or something like that, I get a little anxious, but then I can't stop thinking about it. And I stay
You're like up. JoJo the little Indian boy.
It's like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm up. And then I'm like, you know what? I got to get up real early, make sure everything's set. So, I'm rolling on like 4 hours of sleep right now. And then I got, after the interview, I was like, let's go golfing. And then I fought the wind. Felt like I should have went flying a kite instead of golfing. But yeah, it was something. I'm going to bed early tonight. That's happening.
He's going to bed right now, folks. All right. We appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you on the next one.
See you guys. Go balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.